This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
What it was like to catch Severino today.
Can you repeat the game, please?
Can you tell us what it was like to catch Severino today?
I think the way how he compete today, like, it was a weird day, like, it was raining a lot, and he went out there and just compete every pitch.
Could you tell right away that he had the kind of stuff to pitch this kind of game?
I really think, like, he always have a great stuff, so I always think he can do that.
When did you realize this could be a complete game?
That won't mean for me a lot. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's like when with the starting pitcher, if I can do that like 1 to 10 times, can be great. So for me, mean a lot that.
From your perspective, what was working well for Severino? ¿Qué estaba haciendo él que pudo tener tanto éxito?
Pues yo creo que lo que estaba haciendo es que él estaba bien concentrado, compitió todos los picheos, siempre estuvo bien locked in, y yo creo que eso fue lo que lo ayudó, ¿sabes? Compitió cada picheo que lanzó, y eso que teníamos un día bien raro, estaba lloviendo, el montículo no estaba de la mejor manera, y él salía y competía, y no le importaba lo que estaba pasando, él solamente fue y competía a cada momento del juego.
What's it like to be out there in the field when you hear everybody cheering his name and getting excited about him going back out for the ninth inning?
I love that because he's great. Like, give him a lot of energy because, like, his energy was low and the fans do that. So he was, like, his energy go up. So I really think, like, I appreciate that to the fans, and I think he does it too.
After the hit by pitch, the meaning on the mound, how would you describe what Severino was like in that moment?
I think he wanna finish the game. He never think like he can go out. He wanna stay in the game. He wanna stay in there. So that was why he do that today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.